This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizens of India or OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India.
I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you and India embraces you.
During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean to adopt UPI. He said adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, has announced that Prime Minister Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, Caribbean nation's highest civilian honor. During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament later in the evening. He reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation tour last night and was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour. On the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The results of Common University Entrance Test 2025 have been declared by the National Testing Agency today. The CUET is for admission to undergraduate and postgraduate programs in various central universities and other participating institutions across the country. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government will start accepting Hajj applications for 2026 within a week. Talking to reporters after Hajj review meeting in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju requested all the applicants to fill up the form and apply it within the time frame. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that formally commenced yesterday is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatri movement started early morning from both routes under strict security cover. The spell of monsoon rain continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Met Department has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning in most parts of the state from 5th to 8th of July. In view of this, an orange alert has been issued for the next 4 days. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 69 people have died and 37 are still missing during this monsoon season so far. In cricket, host England was struggling against India in the first innings of the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham. They were at 109 for 5, still trailing by 478 runs when reports last came in. Earlier, they resumed their innings at the overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 today. Visiting captain Shubman Gill's sensational 269-run knock helped India post a mammoth 587-run total in the first innings yesterday. And the 30th edition of Fit India Sundays on Cycle will be organized at 6,000 locations across the country on Sunday in partnership with resident welfare associations. The one-day event will witness 50,000-plus individuals pedal nationwide for health towards a pollution and obesity-free India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.